as we walk through this new age of insanity, we learn the truth behind the lies. The aliens have infiltrated every known government in the world today.
Hollywood's victim, pumped up on silicon, doped out in Valium, pushing your delirium. They walk amongst us, mother-hugging monsters, so self-righteous, monomaniac gangster, mind contractor. Yeah, the alien factor. Alien nation, station a station, broadcasting bliss. Package like this, well, Coca-Cola gonna roll you over. Promise you security, happiness, purity, leave you breathless, defenseless, soulless. With your winning smile, such sweet breath. Sip by sip, you be threatened with death.
Hi folks, this is Kaput Radio and I'm Martin. And I welcome you to some live sounds from Nimbin's recent held Hemp Festival. Grover from nimfm.org, community radio in Nimbin, has kindly provided the recordings, and I added some other material such as David Marr's views on Australia's drug war. The music is also from Nimbin, Australia, and they are the Spliffmaster, Funkin' Away.
Dissatisfied, stressful, merciless, lustful, Puppet or a Muppet, it's all the same. Someone else got the shot, you're the one to blame. Ah, come on, man, kick back, I'll be Big Mac. Tightly clenched eyes. Hey man, check out my face, the greatest of grace. I put on a show, you would never know I'm a hidden, a captive, demure and deceptive. Goofy with a smile, frozen with fear. Love by all, yet allow enough to nick, cause I'm alien, alien, that's right, alien, alien.
The Hollywood dream, he's not my jelly bean,
a slave to the mega figure.
Finger on the instant trigger,
the doctor of action, so cool and demure. Such a clean machine, and he's got the cure. A slave to the mega figure, I die for the mighty dollar.
Doing push-ups at the White House with a steroid. He's so muscle bound, cause he's an alien, alien.
Hey, what do you in my pocket and nothing bigger than that? Get your book in, right? Hey, you ain't gonna lie. I will go now. Hello and welcome. My name is Lewis Ward. I'm from the Western Nation of the Bundjalung. And I speak so many languages of my tribe and too willing to share my knowledge, my understanding, my sharing, my caring for my elders, the children and their parents. It's all about who we are and what we are. We are Balogaman. We are one more. Ngayang Babrangia. From the Creator that looks down on Babas every day. We are all brothers and sisters that walk upon the sacred land called Nalinga Jagun. We are true people of this forest. We are caretakers of this country. As the sun will shine every day, it will show us light to that forest. So is the moon, give us light of night to show us the way to the forest. Hello and welcome, and thank you for listening. How much do we love our Aboriginal people?
Yeah!
Now I'm going to tell you something terrible, if I can say it. I don't know if I can say it. 50% of our young kids in jail are Aboriginal, mate. 50%! Shame on it!
Shame on it!
It just is appalling. Now we'll leave that behind. I got all sorts of great speakers. Thank you so much for coming, all of you. Is this a show? We want to end the drug war. How stupid is it? We are not criminals! I've got a lot of speakers, so I'm not going to muck around. Is Alex Vodak here? On the 3rd of April, the Australia 21 report came out. I think they'd been coming to Mardi Gras for 10 years because they said everything we've been saying. The war is stupid and doing a lot more harm than good. And one of the directors of that report, Dr. Alex Vodak, hopefully is here somewhere. First up, I'm going to introduce you to one of the absolute gems of the Nimbin community. This is Faye Scherf.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for the wonderful welcome. Thank you all very, very much for coming. We love our village, and I know you must love it too, or you wouldn't come back as often as you do. Many years ago, a very dear friend of mine, Dr. Winifred Mitchell, whom some of you may remember, and myself led the parade, dressed very, very conservatively, with the pearls and the gloves and the hats, everything, to make the point that it's not just young people who were against the drug laws, it was also the grandmothers. Which said, Grandma says, drug law reform must happen now. Well, unfortunately, it hasn't happened as we would have wished. Unfortunately, my dear friend has died. I am now a great grandmother of seven, and I say that drug law must happen now to save my great-grandchildren, your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Keep up the work to reform the drug laws. It is not right that so many of our young people have a criminal record just because they like to enjoy a smoke. Thank you.
Everybody, you know where it's at. Split masters at home with the reaper to end it. Light up tonight with your right to defend it.
Reality calls and we reinvent it. Destiny calls and we bend it. If you come down off the herd, we'll defend it. If your time breaks down, well, we'll mend it.
Hop from the half to the top and you never stop. Drop the name Compton, and you wanna know something. We'll never play the game of the criminal.
We load it, talk it, smoke it up, pull it back. Now we're on the right track.
Mommy's on the hard track.
Get into it, better get help to it.
You better get bent.
If you don't come, you don't get out. If you don't come, you don't get out. If you don't come, you don't get out.
You better let that motherfucker take it to the top.
Yeah, yeah. With the obsessed and the obsessed. If you better pay attention, cause I might forget the message. Got the wiki wiki bird, no need to be selective. Come on to the cannabis club, yeah, the fact is
the killer way, ding, and I'm a ding dong. The rinky ding sing. You wanna come and get some? It'll vibrate ya, take you higher. It's a real mean way to light up.
Now. Then change isn't going to happen. And so we want to respect and to support all the activists, all the artists within this community. And we've been working very hard at Happy Eye Herbs all weekend. For sure, many of you have been into the shop. I'd like to thank the amazing staff for their great work over this weekend, because it's their work that put the money towards this award. And I would like to announce the, do I do this in order, up or down? Going up, okay. Well, I'm actually going to award a special prize to a woman that I saw in the crowd who, she had a very simple message, but I think it's actually a very important message, and I think it's what Faye was saying, that she had on the back of her shirt, a very simple slogan. I'm going to award this the best slogan. It said, "It was me. I did it. I grew all the plants. Your mother."
This is where it's headed. Then we get high, we get down with it. Then we get fly and funky to the sound of it. That's when we try to be skunky in the ground with it. Then we're chirp, chirp, chirping in the town with it.
Ribbity, drabbity, flippity, flop. When saliva takes a dive to the hip hop bop. The mother honking herbs got a spell on you.
If you don't talk, you don't get out. If you don't talk, you don't get out. If you don't talk, you don't get out.
You better lick that mother hug and take it to the top, yeah.
Greens adopted a policy of allowing the regulated sale of ecstasy and cannabis, the supply of heroin to addicts, and the reclassifying of all illicit drugs according to their known health effects. That was in 2001. Nobody cared much about this. It produced very little commentary for a couple of years until the impossible started to loom, and that is that the Greens might come to have power by winning seats in the lower houses of hung parliaments and therefore exercising the balance of power. In the New South Wales elections in 2003, the Greens were the subject of a simply ferocious attack, a combination of tabloid press, by which I mean radio, television and newspapers, principally News Limited newspapers, but also Christian lobby groups and others who bombarded the Greens, simply scarified the Greens for these drug policies. They were joined in that attack by Bob Carr. I am so delighted that Bob Carr is now one of the Australia 21 Alliance calling for the decriminalisation of drugs, because in 2003 and earlier, he was doing things like little innovations like the first in Australia to give us sniffer dogs on railway stations. That was Bob Carr then, so I'm very pleased about the Bob Carr of now. The Greens couldn't take the punishment. In 2006, after being pulverised in a federal election and pulverised again in the Victorian state elections, they abandoned their drug policies. Not that anybody seems to have much acknowledged the fact that they have admitted defeat on drugs. They are still regularly attacked as though their ambitious policies of 2001 were still their policies now. They are not. So utterly have the Greens lost a taste for drug reform that it was not one of the issues that they tried to get anything from Gillard over when they agreed to back Gillard's government in 2010. It's over for the Greens. And what can you expect after nearly a century of panic-mongering about the evils of drugs? The war on drugs did not start with Richard Nixon. It started when the United States of America took possession of the Philippines in the late 19th century and discovered that the Chinese community in the Philippines were large consumers of opium. The first international treaty on drugs for the eradication of drugs was the Shanghai Treaty of 1909, and those treaties have continued ever since, and they have all been backed by the United States of America as part of a world mission to cleanse the earth of drugs. It was never going to work, it has never worked, it has been a catastrophic failure, and everybody with any sense, I believe, has acknowledged the plain fact of failure. The plain fact of failure. Australia is a remarkably hypocritical country about drugs. We are drug pigs. Using the same figures that Gary quoted a moment ago from the household survey of 25,000 households in Australia, let's get a few things straight. These figures can be spoken about in many, many different ways, but let's get a few things straight. 7 million adult Australians have used recreational drugs. 7 million. On the basis of that household survey, which the surveyors themselves say certainly underestimates drug consumption, a million Australians this week will sniff something or pop something or inject something which is an illicit drug. 1 million Australians this week. To pretend that the war on drugs has been anything but a catastrophic failure is fantasy land. Fantasy land. And to pretend that it is not damaging not only the drug users and particularly addicts themselves, let's have a look at another fact which surely should have stopped all of us in our tracks. The conviction of one of the most senior policemen in this state, Mark Standen, for being a party to a massive importation of precursor drugs. What could be clearer about the corrupting effect of the drug trade, of this illusion of being able to scrub drugs from the earth? When Australia 21 brought out its wonderful report in April, the politicians ran for the hills, Julia Gillard, "I'm not in favour of decriminalising any of our drug laws," she said. So here we have this great political issue that no political party is at the moment willing to touch. Now, this is not unusual in politics. In my lifetime, I've seen it before. I remember when homosexuality was a crime in every state and territory in this country. It was an issue no political party would touch, but facts and candour and a refusal to be hypocritical about the reality of human experience eventually produced a transforming change against, of course, the constant argument of the churches. But change came. The churches were defeated, the Conservatives were defeated, and in the end, Australia is a much happier place for simply facing facts.
Tipping the bird. The red blood, green sap, no crap, what's happening?
Stubbing out, grip bound, slipping in the mud.
No wonder the tribes are whipping up the big brother.
Take a chance, live out, romance the weed.
Pot ash, fossil, sand, water, what you
emotion. No choice but to act on the fact of your compulsion.
Poison.
Speak your mother, time is now.
I got a no frown sound to count in the power.
Reach for the reefer
and watch your clock stop and no rock or the stop and just flop with an end to the scales of injustice. So busters get a gust up, can't stop. Is it just cursed?
Copper on the beat, let's stop it to the heat. They're gonna suck you dry like a spider to a fly.
Will you let them by you? Will you take it higher?
I'm not guilty, not innocent.
From Canada and brought her medical cannabis paper with her, which allows her to carry 300 grams. I am so jealous. Lisa Kirkman, known as Mama Kind. Here she is. She's come all the way from Canada.
Thank you. Especially thank you, Michael. It's been about 2 years in the making for me to get here. I was supposed to come here before, all sorts of crazy chaos, health issues, and just the planets not quite aligning meant that I didn't make it here. But that's because I wasn't meant to be here then. I was meant to be here right now, with you right now. And there's no place on Earth I would rather be, I can tell you that, than here with you right now. I want to thank the Hemp Embassy for bringing me out here. And for allowing me to come out and share my passion with you for ending prohibition around the world, because you know what? It doesn't even matter if you don't consume cannabis, prohibition still affects you. Every single person that they put in jail, guess what, taxpayers? You're paying for that. I think your system works kind of like ours, so the taxpayers pay for that, no? Every time you put someone in jail, every time you arrest them, every time you have to go to court for them, every time you take children away from their parents and stick them into foster care, we're all paying for that. And we're not just paying for that with money, we're paying for that in horrible karmic loads. We're paying for that as humanity, as a whole. We're paying for that as a whole planet. Oppressing this plant has done absolutely nothing positive for us. In no way. And for a plant that has such an enormous benefit, I can't really think of many, many downsides to it. You know? And yet, how many people have died? Have died because of the drug war. My son was taken away from me when he went to go visit the US on a vacation. I'm not American, my son is Canadian as well, not American. And it was a weird thing that he was taken, but I'll tell you, he was kept because the judge said, you're a marijuana activist, and you write about pot, and you write about sex. And therefore, you're a deviant. And therefore, you cannot be a good parent. You cannot be a good human being. We are going to take this child away from you and give them to somebody else. And so I fought for 2 years. 2 years I fought to get my child back to prove that I am a good parent. I am a good parent.
Connected to the bongas of the Conan.
Perfect the shotgun, it won't be long before
the choppers come along.
They got me talking at two. The roach come down here like a sniffer, but the chuckle lug in my bong. I'm not a fuck to move along. My face is no place to lend your boot. I said, scoop, scat, skedaddling, good prattling on about the righteous and the long.
The chopper crap, capping to a stop, cash out, little Hitler on the chat.
bloody good. Why do I use cannabis? Why do you use cannabis?
We love it!
We use cannabis because we are human beings. Ever since human beings have been human, we have used the herb. It has provided cloth, shelter, warmth, medicine. It has been with us for as long as civilization has been with us. There are digs in the Middle East which show that it was there in wattle and daub 4,000 years ago, in cloth 4,000 years ago, and no doubt after a hard day in the fields, in a bit of chalk 4,000 years ago. It's only in our modern mad age have we decided to take nature's gift to us and make it illegal. Why?
Money.
Madness. Look around you. Can you see any criminals? We are nature's children. We follow in the human path. Mardi Gras is 20 years old. We all pray every year that next year the coppers will join us in sitting down and smoking a bit of chalk. City Council can join us in sitting down and smoking a bit of chalk. Yeah! On this day, we're celebrating coming together for a cause. We must end the madness that is the war on drugs every moment, even as I speak. Someone in Australia is a victim for smoking nature's gift.
Yeah.
This is shameful. The reason this law is so difficult to change is people won't stand up in public. You people will, congratulations.
This little piggy ran the black market. This little piggy wasn't dumb. This little piggy had all the gunja, and this little piggy smoked my cones. This little piggy squealed as he ran all the way to the bank.
Thinking that the law, the robber said shark, cause she's no job, a robber on the poor, a shark and a raw prawn salesman at the door.
If you went there, appetite, you just want more.
Protest in 1979. the J Day Rally in Sydney, the Australian Marijuana Party. So half of you people have probably never heard of it or never seen it. During the 80s, we had protests yearly in Martin Place. Some of you may have been there. I got dragged away at the 85 one. Half of the organising people got arrested at that one. You may have seen me on the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald smoking a bong. Or on 11 a.m. with Ray Martin. If you're young, you won't have seen any of this. I now have children that are 20. I am a grandparent now. When I was doing it back in 1979, I didn't have kids. Part of what I wanted was to make sure that when I did have children, they would not grow up with the type of bullshit that I was subjected to. Unfortunately, I and we have failed. My child, unfortunately, is hooked on God. Apologies for those who do believe. She doesn't smoke. Okay, she came to all the protests. Obviously, smoking pot in front of your children doesn't work. So, where are we now? I'm a grandparent. I'm nearly 50. Okay, I've been a criminal for over half my life. I do not wish that upon any of you younger people. Okay? We need to get together. We need to express ourselves. We need to support hemp. We need to have a presence at the next election. We all need to start expressing the fact that we are normal. What you've done coming here is absolutely fantastic, but it doesn't stop here. We need to keep doing it. Take this away. Every week, write off a letter to your local politician, to the local paper, a post on the Liberal Party website. We need to get back on the offensive. As I said, we had rallies of 5,000 people. We had membership of something like 10,000. We failed. We stopped in the 90s. These guys kicked up. They've been doing absolutely fantastic, but we're still not there. We're close. Look at what's happening worldwide. Use that. And let's just all come together. Make sure that you take this away. That we all need to do something. It's not just the people up here who are organising things. Apart from that, I've totally enjoyed my time here. I hope you guys have. Actually, this is my first time here. I was still doing normal in Erskineville back in 1988. When these guys came down and they set up nearly normal Nimbin up here. I then went off and had kids and passed the baton on. I'm here catching it again. And there's a whole new generation here as well that have got far better technologies, the web, social medias. We can achieve this. We just have to believe and do it and take action.
We were sitting on the porch and smoking some ganja.
Taking calls on 01 10,000. Let's talk pot.
Let's talk pot. Let's talk pot.
Okay, we've got Dave here on line one. Dave. Hello. Dave's not here.
Tragic. I'm walking down my street. I'm so smoking the shit that I like to be toking. When the policeman arrived, I wanna, will I survive this occasion? This operation of a nation, I call it discrimination.
Thanks, folks, for your kind interest. As I see it all, well, the financial viewpoint would tell us all how many tens of jobs are providing families with income, houses are being paid off, and children are taught to be very competitive in their future job hunt, even if it means all the harms of prohibition. So, that needs to be addressed to even have a chance of a real debate. But that's just me, and you are welcome to voice your opinion by using the contact box on my program page at radio4all.net, radio4all.net, okay? Otherwise, use drugs or don't, as you wish, and we shall meet again with another episode of Kaput Radio. Bye!
Yo, mother hugger. Just the hustle, to me with a vision, I would set the goal. Lift to me with precision, I would strike the pose. Yes, I did with rhythm, and I took the slump.
The churches were defeated. The Conservatives were defeated, and in the end, Australia is a much happier place for simply facing facts.
I got the birds right here.
Short-term memory lane.
Got me talking, getting higher now. Lying, frying, trying by the fire now. Jumping from the pan into the flames that I am when I am, and I feel no shame. I'm a man of gunja, this is how I relax. I would not be going under, so get with the facts. I would not read about it, not just sit and doubt it. Finger on the reaper, man, I'm a believer in. I got your number, so give me your best part. Give me your best card. Give me your best card. Give me your best card.
Okay, bring in the next caller.
I'm 73 years old, and I've been smoking for 55 years. And I'm still here, and I'm still high. And ain't nobody gonna tell me no difference.
Hey,
Radio. 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 Radio.